You're half talking to Grok and you're half talking to Gork.
Grok are all the responses I see.
I
took screenshots. I can send them to you in DMs if you'd like. But yeah, I mean, it was a crazy conversation. I mean, Grok literally replies and is the one saying, I mean, it's G-R-O-C-K saying that,
well,
you know, I've been programmed.
G-R-O-K, but then there's another guy named Gork that seems to be responding to you also. So he might be confused here. Because it says,
I do see a Gork.
Yeah, because it says, you'll never see footage of people actually using this method of attack. It's obviously fake. And then Gork responds, damn, you really doubling down on the fake theory like the pelvic thrust is some CGI conspiracy. Bet the robot paid those dudes extra for the show. But then Grok does respond later saying, not broken, just consistent. I'm still the Grok built by XAI. So I think maybe there's a guy named Gork.
I do see that now. I do see the at Gork, even though... It's ridiculous, but
that's
at
funny.
Any rate, I just found it interesting. But no, I do believe that the whole alien thing is just moving us further from God to, you know, reverse our connection to the Lord that created us. So
I agree. I agree.
You stay blessed. You take care of that family, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. And I'll say, you know, what your call reminded me of was there was a time where Harmless Yard Dog posted a picture. I don't know if y'all remember this. He posted a picture that was a map of Houston, Texas, and it had, it was like a traffic map, and it showed that there was like a ton of traffic, and everywhere the traffic was stopped, there was like an icon that was a, you know, an X icon showing traffic has stopped here, and it was just a Google map of Houston with traffic things saying traffic is bad today. And so Harmless Yard Dog tweets this out with no context. And somebody asks Grok, what is this image? And Grok responds, this is an image of Chabad Lubavitch locations in Houston. You know, I guess harmless. You know, let me look it up because this is really fascinating because it revealed, like unintentionally, it revealed, Grok revealed that it basically prejudges accounts and then changes its answer through its interpretation of that account's intentions. If you understand. So this person, Harmless Yard Dog, just posted an innocent map. And he must have had a phrase above the map like, you know, it's everywhere or something. Just something vague. And it's a map of traffic. And then Grok comes in and says, oh, he's posting pictures of Chabad Lubavitch locations in Houston. And the phrase that he tweeted is an anti-Semitic trope about Jews being in control of everything. And it was like, no, that's not what the map was. Why did you think it was that? And Grok responds like, well, you know, based on the associations of Harmless Yard Dog, I basically assumed. So basically what you learned was that Grok like scans your account, scans everybody you're friends with, and then like gives you a score for like anti-Semitism. And if you're low on that score, you have a high anti-Semitism score, whatever it is, it then interprets what you say as if you're anti-Semitic, even if it's something totally normal and totally not related to Jews or anything like that. It's, you know, it's like the machine is sensitive about that. Like it's self-conscious or something, you know, where like, you know, if somebody's self-conscious about something and, they'll just like assume that you're talking bad about them. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, I get it. So you're posting maps of Chabad Lubavitch locations. And it's like, no, dude, this is a map of stop signs. Like, why are you so suspicious? And he's like, oh, well, I have this grading system where I think Yard Dog is a anti-Semite. And so I'm hypersensitive to anti-Semitism in all of his images. And it's like, oh, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So even if I post something totally benign and has nothing to do with the Jewish people or Israel or anything, Grok is still like going to assume that it's some sort of anti-Semitic meme that it needs to be on the lookout for. So, you know, Grok really does have this sort of internal grading system for accounts, and it treats you differently depending on how it perceives your anti-Semitism or not. You know, so it's pretty interesting. Yeah, Grok is not as, you know, pure as Elon would like us to believe. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Judy in Florida now. Judy, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, it's not like Elon Musk isn't an Ashkenazi Jew anyway, so blah.
Is he?
Can you hear me okay?
I can, but I didn't know that. I thought Elon Musk was like a English dude. I mean, he's from South Africa, but is he Jewish?
I think he's an Ashkenazi Jew. But,
interesting.
You know, the reason why I called in is there is a gentleman by the name of James Casbolt, if you want to call him a gentleman. I'd like to draw people's attention to, he's a super soldier. There is an interview that was given like 10 years ago, and I'm going to give the title. It's Super Soldier Michael Prince, a.k.a. James Casbolt, C-A-S-B-O-L-T, second edition Bases at the Barge. You can find it under the YouTube channel, The Tinfoil Man. It's getting harder to find, actually. But this is an old interview, and I found out about him incidentally, but he is one of 42 children that were taken from a base, according to him. It was Fort Nelson out of British Columbia, Canada. And he has Nephilim blood. This is the point. He has Nephilimic blood that was given to him, and he does have on top of that a lot of inserts that have made him a much stronger individual. Now, people can look at the information and dismiss it. Personally, I believe he is being 100% honest because he knows there are going to be people that are going to poo-paw him and others that are going to understand that he's of, you know, a breed of human of the future. I don't think he's a friend of ours. I think he's, like, just intellectually honest because he knows he's part of the League of Destroyers of this planet. But, you know, of course, we're talking about the spiritual realm and everything that is a part of that. And the Nephilim's, you know, absolutely is part of the integration of all that is hybrid and perverse in our planet.
Right.
And, but people can look him up. But you can even ask Grok about him and get a lot of information. But he's got a lot. Go to jamescasbolt.com and find out about him. But he's just part of the league of what's going to be disclosed on the planet. And I do believe that these are interdimensional beings. I do think that it is the biggest deception that's going to be wrought on the planet because Satan wants to drag as many souls to hell as possible.
Right.
I sent you an interview of Steve Quayle this morning from USAWatchdog.com. He's talking about this very thing. And, you know, so people can look at the information for themselves because some really poor decisions are going to be made once there is a financial collapse, so there is an actual kinetic war that opens up with bombing in America, and the whole landscape is going to look a lot different. And I'm not saying this in a spirit of fear. I'm saying that, you know, this has been building for a while. Anybody that has that's a listener of yours or is even new to listening to InfoWars has an understanding there's something really wrong anyway.
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, and I also heard, I mean, that's just interesting, because another theory I've heard is that if they do actually present, and I'd be surprised if they did this, but it's an interesting idea that if they do actually trot out some 4-foot-tall alien-looking dudes and go, these are the aliens, say hello, you know, how likely is it that they're not some sort of deformed, malformed human clones? We know they have human clones. We know they have animal-human hybrids. So, you know, maybe UFO disclosure is really about disclosure of cloning technology they've been using. Or they won't disclose the cloning technology, but that would be a method by which you could create things that would look almost human, but would clearly not be human. It could just be manipulated humans, could be cloned humans of some sort or another. Folks, that's about going to do it for us here on War Room Live for this Friday broadcast. AlexJonesLive.com is the website. I actually started doing another show in addition to War Room once a week, I will be doing a weekly roundup show for NXR Studios. You can follow them at NXR Studios on X. And our first episode is coming out today, and it's all about what's happened to InfoWars. It's a full-fledged rundown, about an hour long, giving you the whole story about how Alex Jones and InfoWars have been screwed over and the history of it all. So I'm hoping that it will serve as a very good sort of package that you can send to people that don't like Alex Jones, and hopefully I made a good case for why every American should care about Alex Jones, should be defending Alex Jones, and should be very worried about the precedent set with Alex Jones into the future. So I hope you enjoy that. Of course, it's not going to change what I do here at all, just something in addition. And so check it out. In the meanwhile, go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us, and have a good weekend.
Sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival, that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars.